Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio. On the show today, we have music from April Cry, Rachel Louise Taylor, and Jenny Tolman. We'll also be discussing our interviews with Jenny and Rachel, and while we wait for our guest co-host to call back in, let me go ahead and tell you guys that next Friday there will be no Indie Country Radio because your boy will be spending my birthday in Nashville. So, with that being said, let's go back to last week and pick up where we left off. At number three last week, we had Ashlyn Grace with her single 601. At number two last week was my friends Farewell Angelina with Shotgun Summer. And at number one last week, with a record-breaking six number one, we had the lovely ladies of Runaway Angel with A Devil's Doorbell. So while we wait for Kev to call back in, and I think we've got him. With that being said, let's welcome today's guest co-host, my dude Kevin from K-Dub Radio. Hey, Kev.
Murph, how you doing, brother? Thanks for having me on, man. It's always an honor when you call me and ask me to do this, man. I'm hoping you're doing good out there.
Dude, you literally saved my butt 20 minutes ago.
I like that. You know what? I'm going to come up with a nice little roast when we do the Kickma Awards. I'm going to say, I'm always saving your butt, Murph.
Oh, man. I've got zingers for you, too. Trust me, I have zingers.
I'm excited, man. Hey, how's your week been? Happy happy early birthday if I don't talk to you beforehand.
Thanks, buddy. As I was telling you off air, I'm heading to my favorite place in the world this coming Wednesday, Nashville, for a songwriters round that a friend of mine is hosting, and I'm going down to Margaritaville to hopefully meet the crew from a SiriusXM The Highway for their Music Row happy hour.
That's awesome. Stormy Warren's a great dude. I love that guy. So if you see him, tell him that Kevin from KW Country said hi, and he's a great dude.
Will do. The last time we spoke was briefly on the show's 6-year anniversary last week.
Yes.
And dude, let me tell you, I think it might have been either right before you called in or after you hang up. We had a very, very surprising caller.
Ah, okay.
And I was totally not expecting this. I mean, I reached out to this person and told them about the show or whatever, you know, but a Katie Cook calls in. I'm like,
oh, that's so, wow.
I'm like, really? This is cool.
She's a good friend of yours, Murph. That's awesome for her to do that. You know, that's how you know you got some real good radio friends and good people. I mean, for those of you that don't know, Katie Cook is like the co-host of the Hot 20 with Cody Allen out there at CMT in Nashville. What a great call. That's an amazing call.
I promise you this. I don't know what was said because I blanked out for the duration of our conversation. I blanked out completely.
I see you're a little starstruck.
Yeah, it was crazy. But Katie, like you said, she is one of the greatest people, you know?
Oh, I bet. I'd love to meet her one day. If she's good friends with you, I'd love to meet her.
We're working something out to hopefully meet in Nashville when I'm there next week. So I'm crossing my fingers that works out.
Well, I'll tell you what. When you do, you give me a call. I'd love to talk to her and make some connections for when we move out to Nashville.
Will do, buddy. So what do you say we go ahead with this week's countdown?
I'm excited to hear about it. I want to know what made the top three to this week, and let's do it. I love it.
All right. At number three this week, and I've got to preface this by saying, I'm the type of person that will buy full albums and not just singles, you know, because I am such a music nerd that I like to hear what the entire project brings to the table, album cuts,
oh, yeah,
singles, or whatever, you know. So I will sit there and listen to an entire album in its entirety, and I ran across this song from my friend April Cry, who,
okay,
if you've heard of April, you know what a powerhouse voice this woman's got.
Nice.
So this is one of the album cuts called Ain't It Good on Indie Country Radio, coming in at number three this week.
You
And at number three this week, that was April Cry with Ain't It Good. What'd you think of that song, Kev?
I actually like that. I actually really enjoyed it. I mean, her vocal ability there. And the way it came with the song is it's a great song. I mean, I've never heard that before, so I'm going to try and get that song. And you said, what's the last name, April Cry?
Yep, K-R-Y, Cry.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that song.
Yep.
I would love to hear more of her.
And her brand new album, I'll pull that up right now. Let me pull this up. It's called Sink or Swim.
You guys need to download it on iTunes, Spotify, Google, get it. I mean, April Cry, I mean, wow, that's a great song. I really like that.
And there's a song on there called Carbon Copy that will literally bring you to tears. It is such a great song.
I better listen to that after my show because I don't want to be crying all stoppy and crying on my show, Murph, you know.
So, speaking of your own show, how's things going over there?
So you know what? Everything is going good. There's some days that I take the day off because we're moving, and we got our house out in Kentucky, and we're excited about that. We have sold both our houses out here, so we're doing good, and the station's doing great. I mean, you can follow us on Twitter or tune in at KW Country, Facebook, find us. I mean, we're doing some great things. I'm excited about it. KICMA's coming up. The KW Indie Country Music Awards are coming up October 15th in Nashville, Luxury Palace Ballroom. Get your tickets, $35. To see, well, me and this guy here co-hosting with a bunch of other co-hosts, and we've got a bunch of female artists. We are promoting the heck out of female artists for this show, so it's going to be a girl power concert. It's going to be a girl power concert. A lot of female artists are going to perform, and some pop-ups. I'm working on getting some big pop-up names to show up there. It's going to be a fun time. October 15th, get your ticket, $35. Get you in the door. You get to see and get an autograph from the one and only Murph, and then I'll sign secondary, you know, because Murph's the one that everyone wants to come see, so.
I don't know about that, but thank you. I want to talk a little bit about something that our girl Brooke sent me on SoundCloud.
Okay. Okay.
You know what's coming, don't you?
I know what's coming, Murph. What's coming?
You and our friend Ben from TNN Radio prank called a Subway and a TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
How did that go down?
Ben was on the phone. I muted my phone. Ben called the Subway that was a mile from my house because being Pacific time, it was still open. He called them, and he asked when the next train was leaving. And they were just all confused about it. So he does this huge thing and goes for like 3 minutes, 6 seconds until they finally hang up on him. So we had a little bet. I said, okay, I'm going to call somewhere that's open 24/7, and I'm going to do a prank call Tuesday as well. I wanted to do it. It sounded fun. So I'm like, I'm going to call TGI Fridays in Vegas. So I actually called TGI Fridays in Vegas. I started talking to this girl, Lauren or something like that, and I was just asking her, I said, why is your name Fridays when you're open on a Tuesday? And she's like, well, that's the name of the place. We went off for a good 5-6 minutes, and the manager came on, and she just absolutely rolled when I introduced myself. It was crazy. I went off for a good 4 or 5 minutes talking about how it's called Fridays, but you're open on a Tuesday, open on Wednesday, but your name's Fridays. How do you make money? And it was a great time. It was a lot of fun. We do those every Tuesday. And next Tuesday, I want you to be a part of it, Murph. I want you to be a part of this prank call Tuesday.
Done. And my favorite part of the TGI Fridays call, the waitress goes, I just work here and hope for the best.
How that happened? I said, how is it that you're open on a Tuesday and it's Friday? She's like, I don't know. I didn't name the place. I just work here, and I hope for the best. And I had to try my hardest not to laugh. It was so hard because she was just, like, not having it. She was to the point where she was like, I'm just here to make a paycheck. I'm like, are you guys busy being invaders? She's like, absolutely not. I'm like, oh, okay. I thought I was going to be busy, you know. But She wasn't really that personable.
But you did get a Twitter follow out of the deal, which is cool.
Yeah, we had TGI Fridays give us a follow, which I think was awesome. What I thought was the funniest thing that happened is after we got followed by them, Ben from TNN, he wanted them to follow TNN Radio, and TGI Fridays tweeted him and asked him, Kevin from K-Dub vouch for you. And so he had to have me vouch for him to get a follow.
That is cool. So getting back to this week's countdown, we have somebody that's been on the show twice now, my friend Rachel Louise Taylor. She's
okay.
A dear friend of the show. This is her brand new single at number 2. It's called High on Sunshine. Here we go.
That one, it kind of reminded me of a little bit of Spunk like Miranda Lambert with a little bit of kick like Kelsea Ballerini. It's a little bit of a mix. I like the music. The music was great. Her voice is just on point, and she's just an amazing artist. I really enjoyed it.
Can you believe she's only, I think, 20?
Really? Wow. You know who that reminds me of? I got to tell you, when you say that, I think of Celeste Kellogg. Remember Nashville Universe? That's another person that it reminds me of. I mean, Rachel reminds me of Celeste Kellogg, the way she puts it out there, the way she does her show, her songs. That's a great song, and I really enjoyed listening to that one. I mean, I'm in awe. I love it. I love the song.
You know, she also reminds me a little bit vocally of – of another good friend of mine, Megan Golden.
I love Megan. She's such a sweetheart. We're good friends too. Yeah, she does kind of remind me vocally of that. I mean, there's so many indie artists that come together, and they sound so good, and they sound alike because they really put their heart and soul into what they do.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I've known Megan ever since she was, I think, a sophomore in college, and now she's already graduated.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. Something that popped up on my Facebook today from 2 years ago. It's the first time I went to see my friends, the Springs. Have you heard of the Springs?
Oh, they're good friends of ours on Twitter too. Yeah, they follow us and we talk all the time. Great, great couple.
They are, and I remember the first time I saw them was at the Wild Horse, which the Wild Horse in and of itself, I've got to give a major shout out to the Wild Horse because there is not a classier venue in Nashville than the Wild Horse.
Oh wow. I love the Wild Horse. I love the fact that we had the Nashville Universe there. I got to go there last time we were in Nashville. I enjoy them. I really do. They have a great venue, great stage, great everything. So I am hoping when we move out there we can do some work with them, and I'm really excited about mm-hmm. it. They have a great platform. I think they've got three or four different levels, and it's a beautiful location. I took a picture with one of their wild horses out there upstairs. I'm crazy, Murph. I'm not going to lie. I'm crazy.
That's the first time I was there, too.
Yeah, it's kind of like Disneyland. You got to take a picture with – you got to take a picture with Mickey. You got to take a picture with the wild horse at Wild Horse.
I think it's an obligation that you must take a picture with the horse. I think it's an obligation.
I got to tell you, I don't know whose mouth was longer, mine or the horse's. I think mine might have been.
Possibly. But, speaking of the Wild Horse, that's one of three places that I have to go every time I'm in Nashville. The Wild Horse, the listening room, and the Row.
Yep.
I'm
oh, nice.
The Row's
a really nice.
Ever.
I love the listening room. Big shout out to them.
And speaking of the Row, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I think it's where Jimmy Allen was offered either his publishing deal or his record deal there at the Row.
Oh, wow, really?
Seriously.
I love Jimmy Allen. Oh, my gosh.
Another good radio friend of mine, Brooke Taylor from 95.5 Chicago, had him on a podcast, and they talked about that a little bit. I'm wanting to say it was his publishing deal, but I'd have to go back and listen to the episode.
That's awesome for him. I love that. If you guys don't know Jimmy Allen, check him out. Great song, Best Shot.
Yes.
That is an amazing song, and
I like to
whenever I say it, because you know there's not a lot of African American country artists besides Darius Rucker, him and Charlie Pride. I think he's the new Charlie Pride of this era. Like, he really puts his heart and soul into it, and I just love the fact that him, Cowboy Troy, Darius Rucker, Charlie Pride, they're all in it because country has no color. That's the best thing about it, is country doesn't look at anything but your talent, and that's why I think we've got the best fans and the best listeners in country music, because we've got such great artists that are coming out, and it doesn't matter, you know, who you are. Country music just unfolds for everybody, and it's a great thing.
I agree completely. So, are you ready for the number one song of the week?
I've been waiting all week for you to ask me that. Yes, Heck yes.
Okay, this is another good friend of the show, Jenny Tolman, with Rock and Roll to My Country Soul at number one on Indie Country Radio this week. Here we go.
Like Jimmy Page, I'm like Jimmy Lou, but we come together somewhere around blue suede shoes. You're the rock and roll to my country soul, and I like it. Like a Chuck Berry lift, I like the saw of a fiddle, but the sweetest thing is when we meet.
That's what I was just going to say, Murph, is the fact that she's got that real 90s country feel to that, and that's a great song. I mean, I sit back and I listen to it, I'm like, it sounds like the 90s country feel, and that's a great song.
It is. You know, and I grew up on 90s country. Like, I grew up on Trisha Yearwood, Alan Jackson, Travis Tritt, Dixie Chicks, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the reason I'm so drawn to Jenny's music.
Now, if Jenny was like, I would say that she's more like if Maren Morris was a 90s country girl, that would be the type of feel that I would feel. If Maren Morris wrote country music in the 90s, that would be Jenny Tolman right there.
Agreed completely. So,
I got to say, Murph, real quick, I got to give a big shout-out to my girl, my little sister out there in Indianapolis, Brianna Faith. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday to Brianna Faith. Happy 17th birthday. And I would love for you, Murph, to give me a call during my show tonight, 5 p.m. Pacific time to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Let's call her and say happy birthday on my show, too. Would you do that for me? Would you do me the honor to be a co-host for me?
I will see you in 2 hours.
I love it.
I will see you in 2 hours, buddy. But
I love it.
What do you think of today's show as a whole?
I got to tell you, I like the fact that it was an all-female top three. I've got to tell you, I'm very happy with that. I mean, I've got so many people that are talking about it. I really enjoyed being a co-host with you, and I really appreciate every time you ask me to co-host, but it makes me feel better now because we just got done playing three outstanding female artists, and FM radio and country radio is having a hard time with that, so I just have so much respect for the female artists, and it was an amazing show. The top three female artists of the countdown were amazing.
You know, I said this to artists before, and I'll say it to you, and I'll keep saying it until I'm blue in the face. Country radio needs more women, and
absolutely,
I am trying my hardest to change that.
And absolutely.
And to get these ladies heard.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you do such a great job. I mean, I love this. I love Blog Talk Radio. I love your show. Weekdays with Murph is amazing. I can't thank you enough for having me on here and for what you do for the female artist community. I mean, for what you do for people like myself to come on and co-host with you. To be able to have a female, you know, co-host such as Katie Cook that is on the Hot 20 on CMT, you have got so much clout with these Nashville artists, indie or professional or you know, signed. It doesn't matter. It's like you really put your heart and soul out there for the station, and I just have the utmost respect for you, Merv. I can't tell you that enough, honestly.
Dude, I'm gonna cry.
I really mean it. You put so much heart and soul into it, and I'm so blessed that I can call you my family, my friend. Thank you for everything you do for the female artists. I mean, that's what I do every day, and I love that we can do that for them. That's why we do what we do.
You know, I could say the same thing about you. I mean, I have an immense amount of respect for you. And not only as a host, and you're just killing it. I mean, but I have so much respect for you as a person.
That means the world, man. You know, that's how internet radio brings people together. You know, it's crazy that we do this. Like, I've met so many artists. I've met so many radio hosts. It's crazy how internet radio brings people together. You know, it's just amazing. So. I totally thank you for that statement. That means the world to me.
I mean, you know, about my legacy. If when the radio thing ends, because all good things must end, you know. But and this is the first time I've actually said this on air. But aside from being a radio host and helping a lot of these people out, I think I most want to be known for just being a genuinely good dude.
You already have that in my book. I guarantee you, all of our listeners on K-Dub, all of your listeners on Blog Talk, I can guarantee every one of them think that you're a good dude. So you've already made that legacy, brother.
Well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you saving my butt today and doing this.
I always got you. Anytime you need me, you can call me 1 minute before a show and say, hey, I need you, whatever I'm doing. I will drop everything, and I will be on with you. I mean, that's how we do it. We stick together, and I would totally do that for you. So I'm excited for tonight. We're going to have a great show tonight. We're going to have a great show tonight on K-Dub. Jody will be in studio. My little 6 and 9-year-old interns will be in studio with me for the Kev's Top 5 at 7. We're going to be hanging out and just having a good time. National News in 30. We're going to have a good time.
Awesome. So I think I'm going to let you go, and I'll talk to you in a couple hours, okay?
Sounds good, Murph. Thanks for everything. Blog Talk Radio is awesome. So you guys have a great night, and thanks for having me on, Murph. I love you, brother.
All right, bud. I'll talk to you in a couple hours, okay?
All right, brother. Bye now.
All right, man. See ya. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's edition of Indie Country Radio. I wanted to say real quick before I get out of here that next week there will be no Indie Country Radio because your boy will be in Nashville. But this coming Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented Miss Alyssa Marie Coon joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.